Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you open your mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, Athena Starr is supposed to be on. She is not in the studio yet. So we may need to shift gears, and I do have some ideas on what can be done. Athena is a renowned visionary, a mystic, and a Reiki master. She's also a teacher and a motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is also a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she is available for guest speaking, workshops, and session media. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring one of the callers on the line, and I'm going to ask if Deanna would be willing to talk for a few minutes while I try calling another gifted person to see if she can fill in tonight in the event that Athena doesn't get into the studio. So let me bring Deanna on the line, and we'll see what we can do. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little bit frustrated at the moment, but this happens from time to time. What I'm wondering if you would do would be to talk a little bit about my show and how it's helped you, and I'm going to try to contact an angel reader while you do that.
All righty.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, and you won't be hearing me, I won't hear you, so if you can just talk extemporaneously for 2 or 3 minutes, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, David, I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you,
well,
dear.
Folks, I started listening to programs in Blog Talk Radio about 7 years ago after some kind of drama, trauma, tragedy, you name it, hit my life, and I just didn't know how to go on. So it's been programs that deal in the areas of spirituality of divination that have helped me recover my faith, regain my strength, and it is in the interaction with wonderful spirits like David Clark that I seem to be able to stabilize.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Oops, that's strange. Stabilize my steps. And I pretty much follow the programs week after week and listen intently to the messages that these wonderful people who have extrasensory perception share with us, because many times, I would say out of every 10 times, maybe 7 times, they hit it right on the spot. And those times that they don't, well, they're having an off day, doesn't make them any less able to perceive. It just means that it's a day off. But I've learned so much over the years by listening to author David Clark and other programs throughout the week, sometimes late at night, that bring on people who are not the everyday people who have a 9-to-5 job, but people who make a great difference in the world by what they do, by inspiring us, by sharing with us their heartfelt emotions and impressions, which we sometimes are in synchronicity with, and that helps us take the next step instead of just say whatever for and give up.
Deanna, I'm back, honey.
Yes. Good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciated the last few comments you made. Of course, I didn't hear what you'd said before that. Here's the situation, folks. Athena has not called into the studio yet, and I was not able to get a hold of somebody that I thought would be able to pinch hit for me. But don't give up hope. I do past life regression. And for anybody that is interested in doing that, hang on the line. But let me first let you know about some of the upcoming shows, because I have some big shows in February. On February 5th, I have Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, who's a PhD psychologist who reads the Akashic Records. She is marvelous. She deals with overcoming fears and phobias for people. And she will transport you to a lifetime where whatever challenge you've had in this life can be addressed from its source of origination. On February 8th, I have Jesse Ann Nichols George on. She is what is called a code reader. And what she does is she uses multiple gifts to read your life for you, past, present, and future. She's a channeler. She is a healer. She is a numerologist, and I believe she's an astrologer, and she's also a Wiccan. She is very talented. She's a generation, a spiritually gifted person. And I do have the angel reader on the line. Deanna, would you talk again for just a couple of moments?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you. Deanna? Deanna? Hi, Deanna. Hello, folks. Let me check and see. I was not able to get audio. Let me check and see if I can if I can contact somebody that's called in. Laura,
hey,
can
David.
You hear me?
Yeah,
hi.
I can hear you. Hi.
Great. Okay, folks. Deanna, thank you for pitch hitting. I guess that she's dropped off. I do have Diana McClintock, who's an angel card reader, who's going to substitute tonight for Athena Starr. So, folks, be prepared to get an angel card reading, and I'll get Athena back on the show again. And, Laura, you get to go first, so hang on the line, honey.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to bring Diana up. Hi,
hello.
Diana.
Hi, David.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad I could help. I think that.
Yes. Well, you know, I am at a point in my life where I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no need to get anxious, as I've done in my past and as human nature. And apparently you are meant to be on the show tonight, and I so appreciate it. So I have Laura on the line, and I have 6 others on the line who've all patiently dealt with the little idiosyncrasies of this evening. And so, Laura, say hello to Diana McClintock.
Hi, Diana. Thanks for pitching in for David.
That's nice. You're welcome. Let's see. I already started drawing for you because I heard David say you were on the line. And I'm just going to draw 3 since, you know.
Okay.
So we won't be on more than an hour or whatever. The show's going to be short. And I think that first card for you, and I don't know you, so I'm just going to say I think everybody has this card, the Breathe. This is Archangel Raphael. And this card is saying take several deep breaths and slowly allow your energy to awaken and release old patterns. And then clairsentience. Notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they are the divine guidance. Have you tried angel therapy? Angel therapy could help you. This is giving your cares and worries to the angels and allow the angels to take your burdens.
I haven't tried that.
They're just telling you, just take a deep breath and do more letting go and releasing. If you see something that you're doing over and over and over and it doesn't work, try something else. And know that what recurring dreams, recurring themes, what people are telling you, your synchronicities are the angels talking to you. So be sure you talk to the angels and turn your worries over to them and just talk to them as if they're there with you. Because angels do answer. I've had some really bizarre requests for angels, and somehow they let me know what it was I asked for.
Yeah, so I get signs too. My angels kind of have a sense of humor. They make me laugh regularly. So I do. I ask angels for help all the time. I'm always talking to them out loud.
Well, then it's a clarification that you are talking to your angels. If there's something that you're not picking up that you aren't sure?
Well, I always worry, and I know I shouldn't because I should always have the faith. And I put an offer in on a house, and I was talking to my realtor, and the sellers want to close earlier than I want to, and I was stressed over about it, and worrying about it, and I went out into the hallway after I hung up the phone, and there was a dime on the floor, because I find coins all the time, but usually by the car. And when I saw the dime, I knew they were trying to tell me, don't worry, it's going to work out, it's all fine, don't worry. So I knew.
Well, dimes are the angels for me, too. And now, every once in a while, I'll find pennies and quarters. But when it's a dime, I know that the angels are answering. So that was nice that came through for you as well. Now, these are the archangels, so they're not going to be cards that talk about careers and homes and men and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually wanting you to just talk to them and know when you're clear sentience.
Okay.
So this is the time that you can get closer. And see, you said you were worrying, but you know because you saw the dime that they know what's on your mind. So that would be the one to take a deep breath and release the worry. And you can do just go right back to all is well. All is well, and you know that there are miracles there for you, even those that you can't see the workings on how it's going to happen. You know it's there for you. So you just you have to get into the flow of it in order to direct your own mind away from the worry, to breathe and let it go, and know that all is well.
Thanks, Diana. You're right.
You're welcome.
I need to work on it. I do.
It does take a while to sell a house, so just keep working on it, and don't worry.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You know, great advice to any of us not to worry about a thing. When we tend to project anxiety onto a situation, it only becomes worse, and it really can throw a monkey wrench into things. So I wish you the best, Laura, with the closing on the house, and just affirm that everything happens for a reason and you're in the right place at the right time and that all is well.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Diana.
You're welcome. You take good care.
I know another reader who, couldn't sell his house for like 4 years. And what made it even harder was that every psychic he called said, it's sold, I see it. Well, you know, it's like he was about ready to, I don't want to say all this. And his house sold, and for a lot more than he asked. But it
well,
took
I'm
4 years.
I'm the buyer.
Oh, the buyer. All right.
Yeah.
Ah, that's exciting. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to you now, Laura. We have several other callers on the line, but thank you so much for calling tonight
thank
and being
you.
Patient.
No problem. Good night.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, just to let everybody know who's tuned in, what is happening is that a wonderful light worker by the name of Diana McClintock, who is also a mystic, has come on the line to fill in for Athena Starr, who apparently something has come up for. And Athena is a regular guest, so I will have her back on the show. But to let you know about Diana, she's obtained her registered nurse degree in practice for 30 years as a former nurse. She also obtained her Doctor of Science degree in naturopathy in 2002. She's a certified Soma Energetics practitioner using the Solfeggio scale tuning forks and has completed Reiki certification to level 4 attunement. She's an ordained minister as of 2009, and the board she chose to take for certification for holistic practitioners at the BS level covered about everything she'd learned up to that point. She did have a near-death experience at 4 years old and has been a healing facilitator and spiritual warrior since then. And I will tell you more about her the next time she's on the show, which is going to be real soon. I would like to, Lisa, if you will bear with me, I'd like to pick up Deanna, who was so kind to say some words, and let her go next. So I'm bringing Deanna on the line, Diana. And Deanna, you're live, honey.
Okay. Deanna, these cards that I drew for you before
Let me make sure she's here. I may have the wrong number. Area code 305, is this Deanna? I guess not.
I think you're having sound problems. I am too.
Why? Okay, I'm going to go to Lisa and see what happens with her. Yeah, I am definitely having some technical difficulties. Hang in there, folks. We'll get to you.
Hi. You know.
Hi, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was perfectly happy for you to go to DM if you wanted to.
That's all right. For whatever reason, that line did not open up. But you're live on the air, so please say hello to Diana.
Oh, hi, Diana. Gosh, you and we're just so lucky to have you. My God, you've got such incredible
background. And I was falling asleep and David called, so this is completely spur of the moment, although when you're falling asleep, you're more in connection, so he must have called through the airwaves first.
And then with what David does, he goes beyond, I mean, he just makes it so professional and fluid.
You've got passion and sensitivity fell out together, and what's really neat about those two, they're both Archangel Haniel. So that hasn't happened before. So you definitely have Archangel Haniel that would like to speak with you, or would like to speak to Archangel Haniel. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and your career, and know that you're extra sensitive to energy and emotions right now. So honor yourself and your feelings. Know that it's okay. Whatever you're feeling is okay. Be gentle with yourself. So you've got Archangel Sandalphon in here. Be very gentle with yourself at this time and surround yourself with great people, situations, and environments. And just know that you are safe. Archangel Michael wants you to know that you're safe. He's protecting you against lower energies and guiding you, your loved one, in your home.
Wow. That's, well, everything that you said, and for the last caller, I feel applies to me. I've been just working and working and releasing and manifesting and trying not to be in fear and asking to safely transition into the new part of my life. And I took a nap and woke up with such terror and fear. And I haven't felt that strong kind of energy. And I knew what I needed to do, you know, clear it out and remind myself. And so what you're telling me is very, very helpful to remind myself, you know.
And also, I may give you someone else's message and someone else your message, but you all have the same messages. So it's good for everybody to listen to all these messages, because these are the archangels and what they use to say. But know that you're safe. You could have just had a dream that you don't remember while you were asleep that was a little bit startling to you. So before you go to sleep with the intention that the higher love energies are going to come and be with you in your dream and guide you. And maybe that will help. But the energies really have hit hard. And sometimes it's just your shifting that you're feeling.
Yeah.
You might be trying to hold on to something that is supposedly letting go because you're changing.
Yeah.
You're changing more rapid than before. So that's a little strange, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have people that were my spiritual teachers that are on the other side. They passed within the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. And so I feel them around me and, you know, the angels. And, you know, I count on
you,
I believe.
Yeah, you can feel that now. And it's different. It's a little bizarre. So you might be, I mean, it's normal. You're having a normal reaction. But drop the fear. Fear can block love. So, what, David, you're there, right? I hear a lot of background noise. But what is the quickest, easiest way to drop the fear, especially when something good is happening, like a shift?
Love. Bring love in.
Well, yes. Yes. Okay.
And Diana, I am here, darling.
Okay.
I just
wanted you to join in, too. What was your advice on?
Well,
when you're fearful.
Interestingly enough, I had to click over, so I didn't hear everything, but I did hear the part about spiritual mentors passing over, and I think that's an opportunity for even drawing more spiritual power, because that means you have more angels on the other side, Lisa. And I, it's also an opportunity for you to find an added strength from within, from whatever you've gleaned from them in the past. And, you know, God is opening a new door for you, as I see it. Higher power, spirit, whatever you want to call it, is opening a new door to be a confidence builder for you. And God only knows what's coming next. There are certainly are more mentors out there. But, I mean, you're dealing with, you know, there are human things like grief, too, you know. And, so it kind of becomes a ball of wax, if you will. But, unfortunately, that's the only part that I heard.
No, I love what you're saying. And I pray, too, as you mentioned, David, to not only be so connected to the other side, which is wonderful, but I want on this planet to draw to me other people of like-minded and, you know,
yeah.
even those that are, have higher consciousness.
Yeah.
And because sometimes, you know, it's just nice to be so connected while on the planet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, like attracts like. And you put out that energy, and it will be returned to you, increased and multiplied. So I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to say, Diana. I do have Deanna back in the studio, and I would like
okay.
to go to her next if you're feeling complete, Lisa.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You all are such, oh, you're so beautiful. And I pray for Deanna in her resolution. I send her energy. I know what it's like to be in those shoes. And I can I listen to the rest of the show? Can I stand?
Absolutely. And Diana has indicated that she only wants to go an hour. So if you would like a past life regression, I will give two people past life regressions after Diana signs off. I'll be willing to give you one, and I'll be willing to give Deanna one.
Okay, thank you. But if you find someone a more appealing candidate, I'll share. You know, I'll pass the baton. I mean, I feel very honored.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm offering you the opportunity.
You
don't
to.
Give horse in the face.
Okay,
yeah.
And I thank you. Thank you. I feel very
okay.
honored.
I can only do two tonight, so I would be honored to give you one if you would like.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to mute your mic.
I wasn't on, so... For Deanna, I've got all. Well, I wasn't on to hear what the problem was, so we're just going to hear what they have to say.
Right.
That's Archangel Jeremiah says everything's happening exactly as it's supposed to.
Okay. Well, we're going to Deanna now, and Lisa, I'll talk to you later, hon.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought you had already switched. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No problem. We're going with the flow tonight. Let's see.
Yeah.
If
now I'm unmuted.
Here we go. Deanna, can you hear us?
I can hear you now, and I'm not sure if while I was talking I was being heard by the other listeners, because it seems that whenever I remove the loudspeaker, I'm not heard.
Well,
so
Lisa,
if I wasn't, I'm sorry. I was talking.
Yes, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. Lisa, who was just talking, indicated that she could hear you. So I trust that you were heard, and we've had many patient callers hold on the line tonight, and I so appreciate it. We'll get to all of you. So, Deanna, say hello to Diana.
Hello, Diana, in Florida as well.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go ahead and read your cards so we can
thank
get
you,
to him
Diana.
And David can get to his stuff. Now, I did pull all of the well card for you.
Oh, thanks.
So everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to with hidden blessings that you will soon understand. And that's one of the things that I added to what I say. You know, the all is well is the biggest thing, so I see that first. All is well, and I expect miracles today, even from things that I don't understand. And it happens. It doesn't happen the very first day you say it. So pull yourself back to the all is well when you wander away from it. And then you have Archangel Metatron, who is handing, this is a beautiful card. This is a violet one. So it's a transmutation, you know, like the violet flame.
Archangel Metatron wants you to focus on your highest priorities and wants to help you get organized and motivated. So when you need to pull yourself back to all is well to get organized and motivated, ask Archangel Metatron to help you out with that. To overcome difficulties is your next card, and that's Jeremiah. Well, that's pretty cool. You got two of the same angel, too. That's the second time tonight. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. And I love this card because it's like a whale angel, and you know how a whale's tail sticks up when they've gone under the water? Well, the tail is up, and it has angel wings on it. So there you go, going with the flow to overcome difficulties.
Hallelujah.
So that's what I got for you tonight.
Hey, that sounds pretty good, Deanna.
Yeah, the worst is over, and I got this little wallet card that says expect a miracle. So I'm going to remember to say what you just said. All's well. I expect miracles today, even if I don't know where, even if I don't understand.
Right.
That's right. You know, understanding comes to us at a later point in time. It's something that we can pray for, and sometimes it's granted to us in an instant, and sometimes we just need to live our journey until we come into it. So, you know, you're a very spiritual woman, Deanna, and I trust that understanding is coming your way bit by bit as it is in this moment in time.
Thank you so much, David. Thanks for coming on, Deanna.
You're welcome. Always.
And Deanna, I'm offering you a past life regression if you would like one after 8:30.
Okay. It's a deal.
Okay, very good. All right, we're going to move on to area code 917. And for the other callers that I'm not going to be able to give past life regressions to tonight, I will get to you to speak to Deanna, but I will do past life regressions on February 27th. So you can mark that on your calendar. I'm now going to area code 917. And you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hello, David. This is Ellen.
Ellen, hi there. Have you been on the line long enough to know what's going on, yes?
Yes, and an angel card reader sounds wonderful. Deanna
Great.
Sounds wonderful.
She is. She's a joy. And by the way, folks, Deanna is regularly scheduled to be on February 7th, if you're still willing to do that, Deanna. Would love to have you.
Oh, yes, sure.
Yep, okay. Very good.
Okay, Deanna, the first card is Azrael, the counselor. So, the card is saying you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. They also wanted you to be aware of your cycles, because not everybody has their psychic time at a full moon or their best time at a new moon. It'll be different for every person. So if you jot down when you got this aha moment or whatever, jot it down, and you may see that it happens at the same time every month. So get your cycles marked, and that is Archangel Haniel. Haniel wants to talk a lot tonight. So we've heard from all the Haniel cards tonight, and this one is, notice how your energy is at different times of the month. And see how it recurs. And you might be asking for a victory, because your last card is Xenophon saying victory. And Xenophon's got a horn. So this one, your prayers are heard and answered. So this is the have faith card. Have the faith in knowing that you have been heard.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. So now you create. Create what you want, because you've been heard.
I guess I should just thank you. That sounds like a wonderful reading. Nothing negative there, all positive.
That was great. Yeah. When you do your thankful and grateful stuff in the morning, and be thankful for something that you want that you don't have yet. as if it's already there. See how that works.
I will. And thank you, Diana, and thank you, David.
Well, thank you, Alan, for being a loyal caller. I always enjoy hearing your voice.
Okay, wonderful. Have a wonderful evening.
You do the same, honey. God bless. Okay, we're going to be moving on to area code 804, and I'm trying to bring them live. Studio is being persnickety. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hello, good evening. My name is Vernell, so with a V like in Victoria, Vernell.
Ah, hi, Vernell. How are you?
Well, just trying to get through the days, taking one day at a time.
That's the only way to do it, honey. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got the courage card for you first, and that makes sense. Archangel Ariel wants you to be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. That sometimes that can be difficult, but just be strong in your beliefs. You don't have to leave a belief because somebody's not happy about it. But be courageous, and this angel also has lions behind its wings. So you know that you have the power, and that makes sense because your next card then is take back your power. Archangel Raziel, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings into your life. Take back your power. You can just, if you're just trying to get through the day, if you're at that point, just try throwing your arms up in the air and say, I take back my power. I am found. I am here. You know, get yourself noticed.
Okay.
And be courageous. Stick to your beliefs and specify what it is you want. If you, outdoors is a good place for you. And I know it's winter, so, but this does say to go outside and get some fresh air and connect with nature to relieve your stress and to regain new creative ideas.
Okay.
So if there is somewhere that you can go to get in touch with nature to renew your creative ideas.
Okay.
You know, we're having transitions, so you could always be having transitions in your life purpose or struggling with what you thought the blessings that should already be here that are not here, and just don't let yourself get down. Keep getting back up, because one day everything that you said will happen. And then that's another thing. Make sure that you say what you should say, because if everything you say is going to happen, don't dwell on the things you don't want to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
That's an important point, Diana, because we all create our own realities. And it's very important to remain present to your thoughts, because that can be the real big bugaboo in all of our lives. When we're not present to our thoughts, those old negative tapes that have been installed in our heads start creating negative experiences. So I encourage you, Vernell, to work with affirmations if you haven't done so. You know what those are, don't you, darling?
I can't really recall. I know it sounds strange, but I couldn't really recall.
That's all right. What they are positive statements where you use the word I am. It can be something like, I am worthy of love. I am a child of God. I am a miracle. Or you can also look at qualities that you emulate in other people that you admire and draw those to yourself by stating them as if you possess them now. And it's important to say it out loud, put it on your mirror, look at it, say it every day, and say it like you believe it. And if you are struggling with belief, at least you can say, I am open to receiving my own power.
Yeah.
Something to that end. Or, for example, if you're struggling with some issue, like prosperity, as an example, you could say, I am open to receiving abundance. So those are just some suggestions, and that's an idea on what affirmations are about. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It makes sense.
Good.
Yeah, a lot of things that both of you said so far, it made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to say, Diana?
Well, you were talking. So basically the cards were agreeing with you because crystal clear intentions came up, and I think that it was the cards were just saying David's telling you the right thing. He knows what to tell you. So with crystal clear intentions, and this is for everybody, that Archangel Michael says to be clear about what you desire and focus upon it.
And don't you think, Diana, that it's important not to limit yourself through tunnel vision? Expand yourself to all possibilities. And if you pray for something, pray for this or something even better, because God is without limits. And when you try to confine yourself to one thing, you may be missing the real, real powerful event that could transform your life.
Okay.
Vernell, thank you for calling in.
Okay, I have a quick question for one of you or both of you, I guess. My name has been on a waiting list for more than a year, and I found out my name is on the top of the list to get an apartment, and that I was told that there were two elderly ladies who's supposed to be getting an apartment possibly before me, because my name is on the top of the list. And I was wondering if y'all might know if I would be moving real soon.
Well, I'm not a medium, so I can't
address
that. But I can tell you, based on my past experience as a social worker, if your name is at the top of the list, it's going to happen. And what I encourage you to do is follow up on that, take affirmative steps to ensure that that reality comes to pass.
Okay, I sure will. And I will, you know, like I said, everything that y'all have told me, I definitely will do affirmations and everything.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think that perhaps all you need is a little more self-esteem, and affirmations are a wonderful way to begin to gain that. I hear some tentativeness in your voice, and I'd ask you to take a look at that and try to go to where the root of that comes from. And, you know, it's important to discharge negativity from our lives. And you can do that. You have all power within you. When you claim the power of God, of Source, of Higher Self, whatever you want to call it, that power is yours. You just need to believe.
Okay.
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 Okay, great. Now, all right, good night. And I'm going to ask Diana to put out information on how people can contact her if they want an in-depth reading.
You can always contact me on Facebook, and that my Facebook is my name, Diana McClintock.
And would you spell out McClintock for people?
Mm-hmm. McClintic. Now, do you also, I don't know, because I don't work for myself. Is it strictly under the name, or can you put the email? RNNDWorks is the email that it's under. So.
Well, that won't come up on Facebook, but put your email out there as another way for people to get in touch with you.
Yes, okay. I prefer Facebook. I don't have internet at home, so there's always a chance I've got several emails, and I'm backed up on what I have to do to delete everything I don't need. So,
well, then
Facebook
is probably a good way, hon.
Use Facebook for right now, and I do readings. Just we can do it like David does, according to what you can afford.
That's beautiful. Very
and
spiritual.
I also use the naturopathic counseling. If you have a holistic health remedy, you need something like that, you can talk to me about that as well.
Okay. Well, we have two more callers. Can you handle two more readings?
Well, of course I can. I think the first one I would sleep at, but... She'll come back.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a Skype caller now. You're the only Skype caller out there. You're live on the air. What is your name, please? I'm connecting with a Skype caller. You come up as all ones. Can you hear me? Apparently not. I will come back to you in case there's a technical problem. I'm going to move on to area code 916. And area code 916, just to let you know, we've had a change in the lineup for tonight. I have on a fabulous angel card reader by the name of Diana. And what is your name, area code 916?
Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I've been through quite a trauma. I was a new employee at a bank and not doing that great. And then I had a medical emergency on October 14th. I went to the doctor, and he finally, after 5 years, gave me the referral to a orthopedic hand specialist. And that's when my life turned upside down. It became contrast dye, MRI, lab work, et cetera. And the local surgeon would not even touch me. He said, no, you're going down to the Bay Area to see an oncologist, orthopedic hand specialist. And it was a tumor, a bone lesion on my finger that, and the tumor had been eating away at my bone for 5 years. The doctor said it was cosmetic. So to make a long story short, I had the tumor removed. Well, three doctors said amputation, but I had a quiet belief that I was going to be able to save my finger, so I said no. And the tumor was removed. Thank you. The tumor was removed on November 12th. And then I was not even sewn up. I was held together for 11 days. And then the biopsy report came back, praise God, no cancer. So the reconstruction was done on November 23. And my finger was saved. It is deformed. And my last three fingers are pretty frozen after being bandaged up for so long. I'm seeing occupational therapy. And they say that I should be able to do everything I did before.
Beautiful.
And my current concern is I think that the well-known bank with initials WF did not fire me because they were afraid I had been abused and they found out about it in the work environment. And I think they were probably afraid that I was going to sue them. So they basically said, take all the time you need, but be ready to hit the ground running when you return. And I don't think I'll be released until maybe late March. And meanwhile, I've got 15 years experience call center in a medical insurance environment for vision. And I applied at Kaiser. And after 4.5 years, a recruiter finally contacted me in October. I was supposed to contact him back again in November to remind him about another test. I didn't do it because I was in the middle of my surgeries. So to make a long story short, I finally contacted the recruiter about 3.5 weeks ago. He didn't answer, so I tried again. And he emailed me, and he said, and I was straightforward. I said that I'd had a surgery. I did not say hand surgery. So I hope that just saying surgery does not mean that he's not going to consider me now.
Yeah. Well, how about an angel card reading? Maybe that would help.
Okay. So I'm
so
hoping
you definitely
that
got to let go. So I'm not the kind of psychic who's going to answer you about the job or anything. I'm going to just tell you what the angels, what kind of vibrations they want you to be in right now. So I would say that with the hand problems, you were having a life review because that's the card I drew. Archangel Jeremiah says, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced. So your hand to be balanced now. Now, if you dwell on how bad it is, it's not ever going to heal. So you need to get yourself out of this wanting to talk about the past of all the pain and everything. But today, I went ahead and let you do it because everybody needs to let go and they need someone to talk to. But don't go to every psychic talking like that. Because the next card is peace. You are surrounded by peace. The angels want you to know to be at peace now. It has nothing to do with the bank, your hand, this or that. It has to do with you were going through a life review, and you know that things were not balanced. And it was up to you to get these things back in balance for the peace to come. The peace that you need to go on with your spiritual journey, it's here right now. And the peace, Archangel Shamuel says, please come from remembering that only love is real. So if you're talking something that's not love and you're talking about someone else, that's not only love is real. So keep redirecting yourself to peace and only love is real. And you've got the peace. You've been through your life review. You've got the peace. You've done what you've had to do to express some kind of need with your hand. Create that hand to be what you want it to be. What you want it to do next is up to you with crystal clear intentions. Archangel Michael says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering. And I went ahead and drew one more. You know what to do. I got you know what to do. So Archangel Uriel is saying, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Everything has been in divine order. Sometimes it takes longer for some than it does for others. So pay attention to your unwavering faith and create now. What am I going to do with my hand? Talking about the past. That kind of stuff doesn't help anymore. And if I talk to someone on my level or above my level, they'll stop me right away. We're not supposed to put ourselves back in that situation. So, but I believe that everybody should be able to vent at least one time, as long as you're not constantly doing that, because then you're telling the old story and you can put yourself back in the old story and be stuck in the old story. So tell the new story. And I don't mean to be harsh with you. I've lived through all of this more than once. You have to pull yourself back because the cards are saying you've got peace now. You've had your life review and you've got peace. So act upon it and have faith in knowing that you have this peace to create what's next. Okay. I think that was it. I didn't want to overdo it.
How does that sound, Wendy?
Well, I have been through a lot, and
yes, you have.
I wanted to give the full picture of what's going on.
Well,
exactly what I tell people. The reason I told you is because you didn't know. Because what can you tell me if you didn't know? You know, but I got the same thing from everybody. Just don't tell the old story anymore, because that's not what you want to create. You want to create the new story.
And
that's
the
what the energy is right now.
The new story is unfolding in a beautiful way. Thank God. Thank God they removed the malignancy and there's no cancer in you.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I encourage you to focus on the health that is yours, and the prosperity that is yours for the asking, because it is headed your way. It is headed your way.
If I left out, full and grateful, I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, that's so important.
It's wonderful that you're healed. That is the most wonderful thing, that you're healed.
Yes, and I did hear gratitude from Wendy, definitely.
Yay.
Yeah. So, Wendy, I'm going to say good night. Okay, Wendy, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to try one more time to get the Skype caller. We lost a couple of other people, but that's okay. Okay. Can you hear me? If you are a Skype caller calling in on all ones, I've got you live on the air. What is your name, please? Well, apparently they just want to listen, and that's okay, too. Thank you for calling in tonight, and God bless. And Diana, thank you.
Okay. Well, I did
okay,
have one card in my hand.
I love, we've lost Wendy, right. But I love the message you gave to her. I think it's an
mm-hmm.
important message for everybody to hear because we are writing our life scripts, and we only have the present moment. And to dwell on the past and dig up stuff that's caused us pain and trauma, yes, we do need to discharge it, but we need to move on. And, you know, we need to focus on the bright spots. And I heard her say, praise God, and that's a great place to move on from.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
Spread your wings.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Diana.
Okay. So I've got for you, there's no holding back right now. That's spread your wings I drew for you.
Oh,
there's
thank
no
you.
No holding back. This is the angel that's ready to take off. She's running. The wings are wide open. So
wow.
That'll be neat. Well, one day I'll look out, and there will David will be flying by.
Well, you know, what's going on with me is that I'm polishing off my memoirs with the help of a memoir specialist who has produced best-selling books and has worked for the top five publishers. And I've got a story to tell about moving from darkness into light, and it's a story of hope about freedom from anything that can ail you physically or otherwise. And I've got quite a life story. So that's in the works, folks, and there's a movie script based on it that won an award at the Beverly Hills International Film Festival. So God only knows what's going to happen for David Clark.
That's great. And this has been
mm-hmm.
unfolding for about 6 months that I heard of. So you're getting closer
I
to takeoff.
I am. And we all are getting closer, whether we know it or not. It's just that sometimes we're getting closer to things that don't feel so good, and that can be a wake-up call.
Yes.
Okay,
Well, thanks for calling me. I'm glad that I checked to see who called and called you back.
Well,
everything
happens for a reason,
and
divine timing, and thank you so much, Diana. God bless.
Okay, bless you. Are you going to be reading for somebody now?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay, then just keep me on hold. I'd like to listen.
We'll do.
That's okay, or is it private?
Okay, that's fine. No problem.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'm going to honor Deanna first, since she was so kind to take over the show for me for a while. Deanna, I have you live.
Oh, hi. Are you able to
hi
hear
there.
Me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Good. I have your loudspeaker, so I have my hands free.
Okay. Well, Deanna, what I would like you to do is to take 3 deep breaths and let go of whatever you've been focusing on. That can be a starting point for you. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to a place where, or maybe more than one place, to determine why some of these things have been cycling up for you that have been keeping you spinning in a circle. So please take 3 deep breaths and let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I want you to picture yourself lying on a beautiful feather bed, looking toward your window as the dawn starts to paint a beautiful sunrise on the horizon. And you are feeling so moved and so grateful for another day of life. And you're feeling curious about what that life is going to show you. And so when you're ready, get off that bed and I want you to walk toward the window and imagine that you can pass right through the looking glass. And when you've done so, I want you to keep walking toward the sunrise, now oblivious to whatever surroundings exist outside your own dwelling, and just keep walking toward that sunrise. And imagine it's a sunrise of an ancient past, a past that you're now going to revisit. And if you want to, you can imagine a cloud descending slowly, and it looks almost like your beautiful feather bed. And you approach that cloud, and you feel it, and it has substance to it, and you're amazed. And like a delighted little child, you decide to climb on top of it because you want to make it be like a magic carpet and take you to wherever your heart desires. And so now you're on the cloud, and the cloud is slowly lifting and moving toward the rising sun. And it's going to go to wherever you command it, letting go of all thoughts. You're moving in time. And when you are ready, you can command that cloud to slowly descend to a land near or far. And I ask you to let go of all judgment and all thoughts, only using your right brain and looking through your third eye, which is located at the center of your forehead, to whatever impressions you get. Do not judge them. And now the cloud has come to the ground, and you get off, and you open your eyes, and you see whatever it is you see. Is there anything there before you?
I am too much in my head.
That happens. That happens, and that's nothing to worry about, you know? Perhaps I created too many impressions that were distracting you.
No, it's not true. I love the idea of the cloud and like a cushioned mattress. I love that. I just don't let myself go enough because I feel it's going to be something I read, something I saw, rather than what it actually is. I feel that it's very difficult to hypnotize me, even though that's what I would like the most to happen.
Well, I'd like you to look at your language, because you used the word like "I don't." It's a limiting word, and you really need to open your mind to possibilities and stop focusing on something that was a past state for you that doesn't need to be part of your present anymore, if that makes sense to you. It's important to recognize that while you've had challenges in your past, they don't bind you anymore unless you choose to revisit them. And that's part of what's keeping you locked in a place that makes it feel like you're moving through mud. But that's not anything other than an observation. I'm not judging it as bad because I believe you're right where you're supposed to be in your life's journey, as we all are, and that when you are ready to open that third eye, it will open for you. It took me a long time. It took me 59 years. And I did have some out-of-body experiences along the way, and then I got locked back into three-dimensional reality. And things of the spirit started to elude me, and the whole process of letting go, which is so necessary to opening oneself to the possibilities of the universe, also started to elude me. And I felt like I was caught in a vicious cycle. And I'm just saying to you, that does not have to be your reality. You are a divine being on a spiritual journey, having a human experience, and it's here designed to teach you a lesson that one never stops learning when one seizes the opportunity and stops viewing it as a problem or a challenge, as Jim Phillips said, and to recognize that it's simply an opportunity for growth and for change.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you understand all of that.
Yes. Opportunity is, you know, in the Latin sense of the word, is a door. It's a portal.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My situation is that over 50 years ago, I was only 15 then, I read The Third Eye. And because I read so many things, I don't want to delude myself in thinking that I'm seeing what I'm not, because there's a great storage of red material in my brain. I do feel that I was sometime in a past life when I incarnated into a Native American, a Native South American, someone in France, because I have this very strong pull to both of those cultures. The Native.
Can you go to any of those places now? Can you go to, and can you shut down the judgment meter and just not judge things as delusions, but accept that whatever impressions come to you are real at a spiritual level?
I wish I could.
You can. You're just not ready to do it tonight. That's all.
I think so. I think you're right. I think I'm not ready to do it tonight. But it is something that even when I was 17 or 18, after just having arrived in the U.S., I was reading books on reincarnation. I mentioned, or I tried to mention to the listeners, I was reading Ruth Montgomery.
Oh, yes.
Who talked about past lives. And this was like the late 1960s, maybe right around 1970. I've always been into that subject matter because the paranormal or the extrasensory or what is not tangible has always had a great calling for me. Even the beliefs of saints or people who has always pulled me that way.
Well, you know what I would encourage you to do? Do you keep a journal?
No, but I keep lots of little pieces of paper written, you know, written out, and yeah, not a
journal.
That's
I encourage you to keep a journal, and here's an exercise I'll give to you, and that is to write about your impressions of Native American or South American lives, and don't judge it. Just let whatever comes to you, go down on that paper, even if it seems crazy, and perhaps you'll take your own journey. You may need to do it on your own, but beyond that, you don't even need to journal about that. Journal about whatever is going on in your life now, and especially your thoughts and feelings connected to that. And then you can reflect back on that and see where you've locked yourself into negative patterns or patterns that are limiting. Because what I see from what I know about you, what I'm hearing, is that you are limiting yourself from what I believe are truly great potentials. You have got so much spirituality, my dear. It is just waiting to burst open. And I'm going to recommend a mentor for you. He was on my program, and I did not give him an opportunity to put it forward, but he is a self-made millionaire by the name of Dean Roberts. Did you listen to him?
No, but I can. I can go back to podcasts.
Okay, go back and listen to that and then call me. And in the meantime, I will call him because he had made an offer on the show. He wants to give back at this point in his life. He's 76 years old, and he is an evolving spiritual master, and he's willing to mentor people for free. And so listen to one of his shows. Just put Dean Roberts in and call me back and let me know what you think, and then I'll put you in touch with him.
I promise I will do it.
Okay. Please do. You'll be doing yourself a favor.
Thank you so much, David. It's always mind-opening or eye-opening for the third eye to listen to the shows. I have enjoyed them. The only one I recently remember other than Diane a few months ago, Diana, is Jim Phillips. Wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
He's wonderful. Well, I encourage you to call in on February 8th, and I'll put you at the top of the queue for a reading with Jessie Ann Nichols George. She is phenomenal, and I think you would find her to be very illuminating for you, because she'll be able to help you pin down some of the challenges that you've had and ways to open yourself to move beyond them.
I will do that. The 8th is a very magic number for me. I was born on the 8th. I think February 8th was the day I was conceived, because I was born 9 months later. So the 8th holds a big, you know, attraction to me. So yes, I will. I will call.
Great. Well, you know, the number 7 is the perfect number, and 8 is perfect plus. And I was advised by a spiritual mentor that 8 was the price I should put on my Kindle book, and I did. So it's interesting you mentioned that. I'm going to let you go for now and return to Lisa while there's still time. It's 8:44. That's 2 8s, and 44 means the angels are with us. So how do you like that? Okay.
44 equals 8.
That's right. Exactly. 2 8s. So there you go. All right, God bless, Deanna.
Thank you, God bless.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa, I'm coming to you. Hang in there. The studio is very, very persnickety tonight. And Mercury's not even in retrograde that I know of anymore. I'm still trying to reach you. Hold on, you're going to be in limbo land. Oh, there you are, Lisa. Hey. Finally. Well, you're my last. You're welcome. You're my last caller of the evening. Are you ready to take a journey?
Oh, I am. I'm driving, and I just pulled over. So I found
Well,
pull over, and I learned so much. This has just been an empowering show, I tell you what.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's my mission, is to empower people. And I try to have on guests that do just that. And my personal mission is to do that with people, too. I do spirit life coaching for folks. And I think that one of the things that is so important in that realm is to, as I mentioned before, to monitor our thoughts and be careful of the language that we use, because it can be empowering or limiting. And we all need help with that. We need people to give us feedback, and that's why we need to stay connected, because ultimately we are all one. And the power of God, whatever you want to call it, resides within us all, but we need each other because we are one.
Oh, wow. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, anyhow, what appeals to you, sky or water?
Sky. Excuse me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like you to imagine that you're standing somewhere, wherever is beautiful to you, be it a beach, the forest, and that night has descended, and you're looking up into the sky, and you're seeing a brilliant, brilliant clear sky with millions of stars, that billions and billions that you can only behold so many. But I want you to focus on a star that's shining brightly. And I want you to imagine that there's a silver cord that takes you out to that star and that you just whoosh out to it. And now you're in another place, and now you're looking back towards the little earth that you may not even be able to see, but you still have the silver cord attached to you to bring you back, and allow that to be like a bungee cord and bounce you back to wherever appeals to you. And it doesn't have to make any sense, just something that's calling to you. And when you get there, let me know.
Okay. I feel like I'm there.
Where are you?
You know, I feel like I'm a space traveler.
Mm.
I feel like I'm the one that came and visited the ancient civilizations. I was part of that group.
Well, are you on another planet now, or have you come to visit one of the ancient civilizations?
I immediately just went into the space travel, and I'm part of the group that's studying the ancients as they know it, as we know it, back, in another dimension.
What do you see?
I see their lives. I see some chaos and turmoil, but like worker bee activity, just a lot of busyness, a lot of, you know, some ritual, some different stations in life.
Can you describe any of the ritual?
I don't get a lot of the detail on that. What I am seeing are preparation, like movement into preparation of ritual. And it's a lot. It's just a lot. A lot of busyness, a lot of activity, a lot of day-to-day movement. And it's not a particular focus on any one activity, but I see someone that stands out. There's someone that keeps standing out that comes into the clearing of the vision, and it's someone that has kind of a skirt, a naked chest, dark skin, really black hair, black shiny raven hair, page boy. But they're more of a helper. They're more of a helper. They have beautiful black eyes, beautiful eyebrows that match their eye color.
And are you having an interaction with that person?
No, I'm an observer. I'm completely an observer on all of them.
That's beautiful. That's something that I believe that we all need to strive to be, because when we attach ourselves to people, places, and things, we lose that connection to our spirits. What are you feeling in your soul right now?
I'm hungry to learn. I'm observing and absorbing, and I have more of a, it's almost like a clinical
not really clinical, but more of an interest in watching and seeing and admiring. I do admire. I admire it's like a different kind of look, the appearance. This one particular person that I was describing is standing out. You know, it's like you open a pop-up book and there's a lot going on in the background, and then this one person just keeps standing out. We're not looking at each. I'm observing. They're not aware of me,
mm-hmm.
and they're more in their role of their life, and you know, preparing. It's like they're making preparation.
Hmm. Do you attach any kind of name to yourself?
Well, it's elusive. It's like wispy.
Hmm. Go ahead.
I was getting something.
Mm-hmm.
It was something. It was a sound. It wasn't anything recognizable.
Do you have any sense of relationships in your life?
Solo. I'm solo.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. Well, you are a highly evolved being.
I feel, when you say that I'm more of a... I'm not in my... where I'm at as far as my importance. I'm more
mm-hmm.
of a gatherer. You know, I'm more of
mm-hmm.
like a gatherer
mm-hmm.
information. I gather and absorb. I'm absorbing to return.
You're not even
and
able
share.
To. Yeah, you're in such a place that you have no ego.
No, you know, I don't feel the ego. I feel the mm-hmm. ego in the sense of admiration for what
mm-hmm.
I see. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like not admiration, but I enjoy the human form of them, you know, those that I see. This
mm-hmm.
one person that keeps standing out, the man.
That's wonderful. You're doing really well. Well, are you satisfied and complete in your journey for now?
I am so much. I thank you for bringing me.
Oh, you're well.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I encourage you and everybody that's listening tonight to practice observing in your life and detaching from outcomes and being present to the moment and just relishing
it.
And cherishing every moment.
Oh my God.
Focusing on the deliciousness of it and all the gratitude that you have for life as unfolds.
This is what I needed to hear. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
You're welcome.
You know, I tell myself to be present. I try to remind myself to be present, but to hear it back like this is like a deeper anchor into the meaning of that, what that truly means. So this has been so instrumental in putting me in a place that more awareness.
Well, I'm awfully glad. You're the one that fed me, and I just am reflecting it back at you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm going to take one more caller tonight. It's called in, Eric. You absolutely can. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. God bless, Lisa.
God bless you, dear.
Did I say what were the upcoming shows already? It's been a little bit of a confusing evening.
You have, but I mean, if you have time to remind us.
I can do that. Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Your God's gift.
Thank you. I heard that, but cut you off at that moment in time. Let's remember that they are just moments in perceived time. Linear time is not, it's just an illusion. We live in so many dimensions, and yet we so often just choose to limit ourselves to the three dimensions of the human experience, and there's so much more. For anybody that wants to check out upcoming shows, I have them logged through October 12th, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. And I'll just fill you in on some of the shows of very spiritually gifted people. Not that not all of my guests are that way, but some people are just at a higher point in their evolution, and that doesn't make them any better or worse than anybody else. And I think it's so important for us to all affirm that we are no better or worse than anybody else, that we're all right where we're supposed to be on our life journeys. And so upcoming, I have Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre on February 5th. She's a PhD psychologist who deals with fears and phobias. She reads the Akashic Records. And if you put forward a fear or phobia or a life challenge, she'll take you right to the lifetime where that originated. And then you can meditate upon that and help dissolve that issue in this life. Diana McClintic, our angel card reader who pinch hit tonight, is going to be on February 7th. Jesse Ann Nichols George, who is a code reader, who will read, she'll read your life script, past, present, future. She has multiple spiritual gifts, and she's a 13th generation healer and seer. She's going to be on February 8th, as I may have mentioned. I have a master astrologer on February 12th by the name of Jeff Harmon, who practices not just classical Western astrology, but Vedic astrology, Kabbalistic astrology, astrolocation astrology, and interrogation astrology. And then the end of the month, Kat Edwards is on, and she is a brilliant psychic medium from Australia. And in between, I have some other interesting guests, and I'm even going to be doing past life regressions on February 27th. So let me go to area code 916 and see what you're up to tonight. What is your name, please?
Oh, hi. This is Wendy. I talked to you a little earlier. I didn't push number one, I don't think. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. You know, that happens sometimes, Wendy. I don't know what it is. I have a friend who never pushes number one, and she always shows up in the queue. So I guess I was... Go ahead.
I wanted to thank you, David. I can tell that you're a very compassionate, highly intelligent professional, and your show is just wonderful with all the guests. But I didn't know that it was going to put me on the air, and I wanted to speak to you for about 2 minutes, but not live. I just wanted to share something with you.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put it out there. I'll put out my phone number in case anybody's interested in spirit life coaching. I do it on a sliding scale basis. And so you can, if you've got a pen handy, I'll give you my phone number now. Well, I'm going to put it out there. I do have your number. I can call you or you can call me. What's your preference?
If you would call me, that would be wonderful.
Okay, I will do that as soon as we go off the air, which will be in just a minute. But for people that want to get in touch with me for spirit life coaching or an in-depth past life regression, you can reach me at area code 315-478-1086. And so now, once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And I'll talk to you in just a minute, Wendy. God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in tonight, and thank you, special thanks to Diana.